You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you their sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are the Brothers Layman, your co-host Chris
and Jonathan,
inching away, 2 weeks to go before the season kicks off. How many more preseason games we got? Like
one. The one that nobody really cares about because nobody relevant is playing it.
Which one is that?
The last preseason game. No starters are playing in that. It's all backups and dudes trying to make their final impression to make the team.
Isn't like usually the game before when guys...
This past one, that happened yesterday, today. I know there's some games and tomorrow will be a game or two.
So the third game when guys got major time.
They play normally like half.
Okay.
And then the backups play.
And then fourth,
game, they're just like, rest everybody. Yep. It's just them third stringers, second stringers, fourth stringers, dudes who are trying to, like I said, make that last impression, make the team. It's that time of the year. I've been checking Roto World today. Dudes, it's the waiver time.
Oh, yeah. It's like guys getting cut. They got to trim the roster down.
Yeah, then they got to cut it down to, 75 by Monday and then 53 by like a week from then or so.
Yeah.
So it's tough decisions, man. It's hard for some of these cats. That's why, like, Hard Knocks, tough to watch them. Those dudes get cut. You see them dudes bawling and crying. You're just like,
bring your playbook. You're like,
bad for them dudes, man.
They just try real hard. Yeah. It's like, no, you're not getting it.
But
you're
not
doing enough. But that part is cool to watch. The other stuff, I mean, I guess it's there for fun to see your favorite players. I like the whole guys trying to make the team aspect. Yeah.
And I mean, for some of those guys, they'll get waived. They'll bounce back on the practice squad of the teams that cut them and whatnot, and they may bounce to another team. But I'm sure a lot of those guys will still get another opportunity. Mm-hmm. A lot of these guys normally get like 5, 6, 7 chances,
right?
During camp, so it's not like they won't get an opportunity. A lot of them will get an opportunity, and you know, some of the teams may have their numbers on speed dial just in case.
Yeah, it's cracking. So yeah. Can't wait. Just counting down.
Mm-hmm.
A week to go before the draft in the Happy Hour Fantasy Football League.
Yeah, I had a mock one, so we'll get into that.
Yeah, man. I like doing those just to prepare. Even if sometimes you only do like the first 7, 8 picks, sometimes it's like, all right, let me just get this in my, you know, get ready.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to see the changes with the
rankings.
With the system and all that. Because, you know, they change up how it looks. And you're like, well, this button that was here is now over here.
Plus, I wanted to get an idea of how people are drafting.
Yeah.
What they're doing. So
yeah, high expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds some fun.
Very high.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're going to get into all that. We ending our division previews out in the West.
That is correct.
AFC, the best. NFC West.
Yes. And you already know where I'm going, folks, so bear with me.
You know, we're going to do all that and get all the news, folk who getting paid, who got shown the money, and guys who getting shown the hospital. All these injuries, man.
Ooh.
All that and more. So make sure you stay tuned in. If y'all want to hit us up, any comments, questions, feedback, any just want to talk with us, you can reach us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman. Or on the hotline, 323-455-4219. Send us a message either way. We'll read it back.
Yeah. Shout out to y'all. Anything y'all want to know, any questions, comments, concerns, anything that y'all want to dish out to us, if y'all want to critique the show, y'all want to just say, hey, what's happening? Hey, y'all whack. I really don't care what it is. Mm-hmm. If you want to hit us up, let me know, and we'll get back at you. Holla.
Oh, yeah. All right. So we did get some feedback.
Oh,
feedbackish.
Oh, snap. All right now.
From Baylor the Great.
That's what's happening. What up, brother?
You got the Money League squad. Mm. Now, looking at this roster, I'm more running back heavy type of guy. This was a 14-team league, and I had the 13th pick snake draft. If you had this roster, who would you sacrifice in a trade to get another running back one? Or would you leave it be and let this roster play out? So he has, for his starters, Ben Roethlisberger, Jeremy Hill, and Latavius Murray. Running back, Dez Bryant, Jarvis Landry at wide receiver, mm-hmm. Travis Kelce at tight end, mm-hmm. Alfred Blue at flex, mm-hmm. Luke Kuechly at the DP, Packers defense, and Justin Tuck as the kicker. And for his bench, he's got Marcus Wheaton, Niles Davis, Kenny Stills, and Charles Johnson. So the question is,
Who would you sacrifice to get a running back?
Who would you in order to get a one, or would you just play it as is?
Now he sent me this on Twitter, and I did respond to this. Let me see what I said.
I mean, he's wide receiver heavy, which is nice.
I got a glimpse of the team on my phone. Let me see. You got Jeremy Hill, Dez Bryant, Ben Roethlisberger, Latavius Murray. Well, technically, you got two ones. Travis Kelce should be a tight end one.
Mm-hmm.
You need help in receivers, buddy.
Yeah, Marcus Wheaton might give you some.
Kenny Stills,
yeah,
question
but he's
mark.
Not, you know, it's 14-10 league. Shoot.
Yeah, those are tough, man. And you said he has Charles Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
I like Charles Johnson.
No, I do too.
For the moment, leave your team alone. That's the one thing that I don't think people should just immediately rush to do. Unless you are just like have a plethora at one position. You are just, you know you can get a great dude. Right now, I would say leave the team alone. Only because you just don't know. You don't know how dudes are going to respond. You don't know how dudes are going to play. Most of your positions are pretty good, wide receiver wise. Yeah. You got Dez Bryant, you got Marcus Wheaton, and you got Charles Johnson. That's a nice trio.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bad trio to have. I would lean on that for the moment. Jarvis Landry is pretty good too. He's shown he has a nice rapport with Tannehill in the preseason. Stick with your lineup right now. I like where it's at. But time comes. Mm-hmm. There's not a whole lot of pickings at running back. So maybe look to trade Marcus Wheaton to try to get a better running back. But I don't think you're really going to get much of a better running back for Marcus Wheaton. Lead team alone.
You'd end up having, if you get trying to get a number one running back, you'd have to give up two of them, dude.
Yeah,
you'd probably have to give up Wheaton and Pastor Johnson. You're going to have to make it enticing for somebody.
Maybe Travis Kelce. I'm doing that. Lead team alone. Lead team alone, bro.
Yeah, I'd move it to be around a wide receiver. And then, you know,
Alfred Blue's going to get touches, too.
Yeah.
Because they ain't got nobody else.
You know, although they're saying, you know, things are looking up for supposedly for Arian Foster could start sooner than said.
That's risky.
Yeah, no, it is. But all right, let's get into these previews, man. So we out with the West. You know, we start off with the AFC first.
Yeah, buddy. Mm-hmm. And shout out to Baylor the Great. I told him I would be nice to his Raiders. He sent me. He said a hashtag. Leave my Raiders alone, though. I said, okay, I will be nice to your Raiders and all Raider fans out there. I'm not going to hammer y'all too hard. I will be very nice. I promise.
Yeah, so going into the season, where they left off last season, Broncos went to 12-4.
They did what now?
12-4.
That's right.
Took the division. Unfortunately, ended up losing to the Colts off that bye.
Yeah.
You know, Chiefs and Chargers finished tied at 9-7.
Mm.
You know, close but no cigar.
Yeah.
And them Raiders finished with a 3-13.
Oh!
You
I'm sorry. I will be nice. I got to be nice. All right.
So we always start off from the top and work our way down.
That is correct, sir. So you know where we're starting. Yes. With the best team in football, baby.
Nope. Here we go.
It is.
The best. Okay, so yes. Tell us, man. You know, I mean, Peyton Manning looks like he's ready to.
Yes.
Although I think this seems like this is it.
I feel like this is Peyton's last year.
Or at least his window.
This is so eerily similar to when John Elway went out. You got the running game now. You got the defense that is lights out right now. Wade Phillips is back. Broncos roots. Garrett Kubiak is back. Broncos roots. Zone blocking scheme is back from the Broncos roots. We just got Broncos roots back. And I'm just like, ride this wave. I know they've looked a little shaky so far in the preseason, but the addition of Evan Mathis was huge.
Yeah,
for our team. I had no clue they were even interested in him at all. But to get a Pro Bowl type guard who's familiar with the zone blocking scheme, he can slide right into the left guard spot. We had a rookie, Max Garcia, starting there before. Now we got a Pro Bowl guy in there who can help our rookie left tackle, which was like, Jesus Christ. We had a rookie, and a one-year player. It was like, Jesus Christ. So at least we got a Pro Bowl caliber that can slide in between the two young and experienced guys. So now you got two Pro Bowl guards. So now at least you've added some depth and some more experience to that offensive line.
Y'all did lose some weaponry.
Absolutely.
Lost Julius Thomas. Leaving.
Lost Orlando Franklin, our left guard.
And now, did Wes Welker actually retire? Is he just
banged? We just never re-signed him.
Oh, okay.
I guess he's been trying to get back in, but nobody wants to touch him.
Ah, okay. A lot of concussions. Yeah, he just kind of disappeared in the wind.
You had Champ Bailey come out like, yeah, I wish he would just retire. he was just like, I care about the man's health.
Right.
He's just like, because, you know.
He gets hit
a lot and takes a lot of concussions. Mm-hmm. But this is very similar to when Elway went out, only because they're going to take the ball out of Peyton's hands. Mm-hmm. They're going to rely heavily on the running game. As they've shown so far in the preseason, they're doing a lot of running. And running it very efficiently, my ass. I love that zone blocking, baby. They were just churning out 1,000-yard receivers, 1,000-yard running backs. So they got the system back. It's looking good. They have the youth and athleticism in the offensive line that's needed. Yeah. They just need some experience, some of the younger dudes up front. But you still got Peyton Manning. I mean, it's not like the dude can't play football anymore.
No. We still have him high rated.
Exactly. So, I mean, he seems a little rusty so far in the preseason. They have been giving him time off a few days during the weeks during practice to try to keep him fresh so he doesn't wear it throughout the season, which is great. Defensively is where their staple's going to be, though. I'm telling you now, that defense is going to erupt. Wade Phillips is in. DeMarcus Ware. Von Miller. Shane Ray, we sacking everybody. We have just Colin Kaepernick ain't do shit against us last night. We were just throwing him everywhere. Sacks left and right. I'm loving what I'm seeing. We got arguably one of the best cornerback tandems in the league, and Aqib Talib and Chris Harris. Got TJ Ward in the backfield. Oh my God. I got nothing else to say. This defense is gonna be lights out. I can't wait for this season. Oh my God, I can't wait for the season to start. I can't wait.
Yeah, they're going to have to lean.
Oh, I can't wait.
On that running game and defense that they really want to
try. Von Miller's in a contract year, so you know he's bringing the thunder.
Yeah,
you know he bringing the thunder this season.
Yeah.
Yeah, 20 sacks plus, baby. Oh, let's go. Let's go.
Yeah, he ready.
Look, so man,
the window is for the Broncos is going to close a little bit after this season, so better strike.
Yeah. I mean, they've been playing it smart, trying to give their backup some time. Because we all know, if time's going to come, if he gets hurt or, you know, he retires at the end of the season, they're going to need somebody to step in, and Brock Osweiler is that guy.
For the moment.
Yes, sir.
All right, for the schedule-wise, the AFC West plays both North Divisions this season.
All right.
Let me start off at Baltimore.
At Denver.
Yeah, I'm shooting. They start off playing Baltimore.
What up, Storm? I'm going to kill your team to start this season. I just want to let you know.
Holla. You got at Kansas City, at Detroit, versus Minnesota. So, you know, a little toughy.
Yeah.
First four games.
Tough little stretch to start off the season. Got nice games going into the bye.
Yeah, your bye week 7 and coming out of the bye. Like,
we are getting
versus Green
away
Bay.
Way games out the way early, are we? Because Jesus.
And at Colts. Like, yeah, that's a tough, you know,
and then
get that
Kansas
rest.
City. Yeah. That's going to be a tough little stretch.
You know, Chicago gets your W, then versus New England at San Diego.
Why? Every season.
You got to play
New England. We play New England.
Yeah.
Every freaking season. It's like, what? Why? Why? Every year, I'm like, God damn. You know what? That's fine. That's fine. Hold off on Tom Brady's suspension until November 29th. Then I ain't got to worry about him. No,
anytime, like Peyton Manning, they going to Tom Brady. They just going to schedule
Jesus
it.
Jesus Christ. And it's prime time, isn't it?
It is Sunday.
At 8:30. 30, it's 5:30. It's the Sunday night game. Of course it is. Hey, all right. That's fine. Yeah, and then
I'm saying that week 15, 16 at Pittsburgh versus Cincinnati.
And San Diego. It's a tough schedule. Mm-hmm. But again, our defense. Going to lean on that defense, that running game. I got all faith. We're not going to put up the points we've been putting up the past few seasons. I just don't see that happening. We're gonna do what basically is done to win championships, which is run the game, run the ball, play defense, throw the ball efficiently. Not saying Peyton Manning is going to be a game manager.
Yeah.
But they don't. You know, you don't want your man taking a pounding.
Yeah.
I mean, especially with a shaky offensive line. Going to use the run, set play action, and all that good stuff. So I still see them leading the division. I still see them winning the AFC West. Probably about 10 wins or so, 10, 11 wins. Mm. I think that'll probably be the route that they'll take this season.
Mm. Yeah, it looks like so I'm saying with 10, 11 wins, that don't sound like they're getting that bye.
I don't think they're necessarily get the bye. Mm. But I do think they're still a Super Bowl contender and a force to be reckoned with.
As you should.
Yes, sir.
All right, moving on. Kansas City Chiefs. Mm. This is what, year 3 for
Andy Reid?
Andy Reid? Mm-hmm. Feels like it. You know, they've slowly been making progress. You know, folks, Kansas City hungry. Like, we need to see some.
Yeah. I mean, I like what they're doing. Kudos to Andy Reid for remaking that wide receiver unit after nobody caught a touchdown last year. He was just like, all right, we need all new receivers, all brand new receivers. Travis Kelce is like the second coming of Gronk. That fool's a beast.
He is
a beast. You know,
hopefully Andy Reid uses him more.
Yeah.
Because he just gets underutilized. You're like, come on, man, this dude got hands.
Yeah. And, I mean, you still got Jamal Charles, probably top three running back in the league.
Yeah. And he's using them, which I was glad to see coming there with Andy Reid pass happy. Mm-hmm. So.
And Alex Smith has been very efficient during the preseason. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's been efficient for most of his career. I mean, he is a game manager.
Yes, he's not.
But
he can win you. He can every now and then pull out one of them
the miraculous
400-yard games. But I'm saying if, like, the fact that no wide receivers caught touchdowns, that's just a sign that, you know, you ain't throwing the ball. Like,
yeah, you're not getting the deep plays. Yeah, you're not getting the deep, huge plays and things of that nature. So, it's going to – they're going to lean again on that defense and that running game.
Yeah.
What
you got to do.
I think they'll be second in the division.
Okay. I
like what they're doing. They locked up Justin Houston, so now he doesn't have to focus on that. People forget he almost broke the damn sack record last year.
Yeah, he did.
Just like, you know, it just so flew under the radar just because because J.J. Watt was having such a damn miraculous season for a defensive player. A lot of people weren't paying attention to what Justin Houston was doing, but he came that close to breaking the record for sacks. So kudos to him. They got him locked up. You still got Tom Bahali on the other side too to wreak some havoc. So they're. I still like their defense. And shout out to Eric Berry, who's back.
Mm-hmm.
Beat that Hodgkin's lymphoma and kicked that cancer's ass. I dig it. He's back and playing. So, Their backfield is solidified. So the question mark for them really is their cornerback position. They got some young guys out there. I think Marcus Peters is going to be starting for them, who they picked out of Washington, but he got his own set of off-the-field issues that he had in college, getting arguments with coaches and all this other stuff. But nonetheless, he's still a good player. So I think, again, just like similar to Denver, going to lean on that defense and that running game. I seen them again about 9-10 wins. Mm-hmm. I think probably gonna be good
pushing,
for them.
Mm-hmm. Pushing the Broncos for that spot.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be a battle. I do not by no means think Denver's just gonna waltz through to the top, but I think they'll end up doing it. But it's gonna be tough. Looking at that schedule,
they start off. It ain't easy for them neither. They start off at Houston, and then they play Denver, at Green Bay, at Cincinnati. Mm. So Chicago in there at Minnesota versus Pittsburgh versus Detroit.
Damn.
Before all of that, before they week 9 bye, which is that's rough.
That's tough. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a tough one. But
coming out at Denver, at San Diego,
eesh,
versus Buffalo. You got Baltimore throwing in week 15.
Their last few games aren't terrible. You got at Oakland, San Diego,
Baltimore,
Cleveland, and Oakland.
Yeah, so they got a nice.
Got a nice cushion.
Yeah. You get past that Denver game out that bye, you know, especially if you get come off, you can steal that, then Denver would be major.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they got a nice run after that bye week. You know, if they're hitting right early in the season, they can make a scary push for this division.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I believe that's what's about to happen.
Moving on down to the San Diego folk.
Supercharger.
You know, Chargers still figuring out where they're going to be. I'm hoping they stay in San Diego, but I don't know. But Philip Rivers staying, got him a nice increase in pay.
$65 million guaranteed. Mm. Fucking Jesus Christ. But shout out to him. Mm-hmm. I mean, Philip Rivers is that he's the cog that makes that team go, and he has really improved over these past couple of years. Weapons wise, he's.
I know, yeah. you lost Ryan Matthews, went to Philly.
They added Melvin Gordon in the draft, who has been okay in the preseason.
People are just kind of like, keep expectations low. Yeah, running game doesn't sound like it's going to be
the focal point.
Right, a lot for them. You know, they're hoping to get more out of Keenan Allen.
They got Stevie Floyd. Johnson.
Yep, so, I mean, clearly he's carrying a load.
It's going to be tough.
Gates there, but.
Missing the first four games.
Who is it?
Antonio Gates.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
That's going to be a tough loss because it's Ladarius Green.
Mm-hmm. Trying to steal that job.
I know everybody in fantasy land like, I'm sick of him. He's been trying to steal that job for like 5 years, it seems.
Antonio Gates not giving it up.
Nope. So, I mean, he's getting his opportunity, though. He's going to have to step up. They stole Orlando Franklin from us to shore up that offensive line. So, you know, hopefully their offensive line does a better job protecting Phillip Rivers. Defensively, question marks?
It's all right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm looking at who they have on here.
I mean, I like Corey Lugent on the defensive line. Let me see.
You got Brandon Flowers.
Still got Brandon Flowers.
Melvin Ingram's all right.
Melvin Ingram's okay. He's been a little hurt too much. Manti Te'o's been so-so. I like Donald Butler.
Yeah. The defense is okay.
So-so. They still got Eric Weddle. Mm-hmm. The defense is okay. Their corners are undersized, but very physical. But I think both of them are like 5'9".
They max out, but it's going to be hard really getting – trying to take out the Chiefs and the Broncos in this division.
Ooh, buddy. And it ain't an easy start for them either.
Oh, snap.
Nobody's schedule is easy in this damn division.
Like, nope.
Jesus Christ.
And the North Division's is hard.
Yeah. Like it's Detroit, at Cincinnati, at Minnesota. Like, damn.
There you go. And after that, you got week 5 versus Pittsburgh at Green Bay. Like, damn.
And in Oakland, it's always a tough game.
Yeah, when they play Oakland, they just... They do not like each other. But it seems like everybody in this division don't like each other.
Yep. You got out Baltimore, yeah, Chicago. They got a nice game before the bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye week 10 and Kansas City, got the Jacksonville thrown in there. Denver, week 13.
At Kansas City, Miami, and then at Oakland.
Yeah, and then finish at Denver. At Denver.
Woo!
I don't know.
It's not easy. Mm-mm. But again, I just don't think they have enough firepower to pull it off in the division. I think they'll end up third in the division. Eight wins, 7 wins, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Think they
take a step back, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know with them. Defensively, they're okay.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to lean a lot on that offense.
Absolutely.
And if it's, he's not getting much help in the running game, I don't know.
Phillip Rivers hurt his finger yesterday. I think he hit it on a helmet or something. So that doesn't help. So we shall see.
Yep.
We'll see, Charger fans.
And then on to them Raiders.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
3-13. Are they staying in Oakland? They going to – coming to L.A.? They going to San Antonio? I don't know what's going on with them.
Well, I will say this. At least I ain't laughing at them like I did to the Cleveland Browns. All right, let's start off with – all right. So, I like Derek Carr.
Yes.
I ain't going to say I ain't hating on your quarterback. I do like Derek Carr.
He showed some nice skills his rookie season. Mm-hmm. And, of course, expectations are higher this year. But, got him a weapon with Amari Cooper.
I like they have pieces. You got Michael Crabtree, Amari Cooper. Mm-hmm. The offensive line is okay. It's solid. You got Amari Cooper. Latavius Murray is the question mark because we just don't know.
Yeah.
He showed big-time flashes last year in the season, but he didn't get much run.
Trent Richardson here. Maybe
he may get cut. I've heard he may get cut. Like, he's been terrible.
Damn.
You didn't see that YouTube clip or that Vine clip?
Mm-mm.
Where they opened, like, a huge hole and he, like, ran into everybody else? It was just like, what the fuck are you doing? Hole.
And he ran into,
like, the guards and tackles and stuff. Like, what are you doing, dude? God, he was just terrible. Latavius Murray looked pretty good.
Yeah.
But, again, we got to wait till the regular season to see him. Not 100% sure. Defensively, again, they're okay.
Mm-hmm.
You got Justin Tuck.
Khalil Mack.
Hey, Khalil Mack is a beast.
Mm-hmm.
They had Curtis Lofton, got C.O. Moore. Their defensive backfield, I'm sorry. Charles Woodson is still starting. I'm like, dude, he's like 45. Come on. I am sorry. I dig Charles Woodson, but he, at this point, he probably should be a part-timer. But that's my opinion. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just he's getting up there in age. It's okay. They're young on the corner ends. They'll be better than last year.
Yeah, they should be.
They'll be better than last year.
We want to see how much of a step they can really take.
They got a rookie coach in Jack Del Rio who has experience. He built up Jacksonville, so he does have experience building up sorrier teams in the contenders. So we'll see if he can do it again with the Raiders.
If we can get that D going. On today's schedule, they got. It's
actually not. That's the easiest one in the division.
Start off versus Cincinnati versus Baltimore, Denver week 5, then they got a bye in that San Diego, Jets Pittsburgh week 9, Minnesota, and then Detroit.
Tennessee.
Yeah. Then win Kansas City.
That last four games, though, was a bitch. That last five stretch of games.
After Tennessee, week 13.
Kansas City at Denver, Green Bay, San Diego at Kansas City. Like, damn.
Yeah. They got to get that stuff out the way early because they couldn't end bad. But, or they could just, make things difficult for some other teams.
They could make things interesting. Mm-hmm. If they start rolling, if they play up to their potential, they could make things very interesting.
Yeah.
5-11, 6-10.
Okay.
I mean, shit. I would say at most they'll probably double their record, double their wins from last year, which would be a vast improvement.
Yeah. Looking at all of it, I can see the Broncos. 12-4 would probably be good for them. But I can see them maybe 10-11 wins. Most agree with you. I think the Chiefs are going to make a real push.
Mm-hmm.
I still like the Broncos, though, winning the division.
Whoop.
But I think the Chiefs are going to try to get back in the playoffs again.
Absolutely.
Chargers, 9-7 will be good. I could see them taking a slight step back.
Mm.
I think they'll push the Chiefs, but I think Chiefs are better. Raiders, yeah, I can see them getting 6 wins. I know Baylor had them in the, that's, in the
making
playoffs.
The playoffs. I'm sorry, bro, that ain't happening.
But I see them definitely improving, and you know, absolutely, hopefully getting rid of the stigma. And like, okay, we got a team here.
Yep,
get some guys to come. You can start making some noise.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, Brian, baby steps.
Take it again.
That's right. Let's go.
All right. Let me get back, since I mentioned him, get back to this other part of his email. Pick your top 2 DBs in the game. Now pick your top 2 wide receivers in the game. With the game on the line, pick a side.
You mean pick a defense or pick an offense?
Like,
or?
Basically, if you, if those are those two goos, which side, who's going to win, the defense or the offense, based on those two? Those.
So pick 2 DBs. And pick 2 wide receivers.
And which one's okay. winning?
So number one, oh shit, I'm biased as fuck. So number one wide receiver, I'm taking Demaryius Thomas. I'm sorry, I'm just biased like that.
Uh-huh.
One, the other one, I just got one play.
I'm assuming it's, or just, you know, for the game, it's these two battling. Who's winning?
I'll take Antonio Brown.
Okay.
DBs.
You picking your boy again, Chris Harris?
Oh, that wouldn't be bad, though. Chris Harris is good as hell.
So I thought about...
He didn't allow no TDs last year.
So I thought about... Would you put Chris Harris in the...
I'm going to go Darrell Revis.
Yeah, he's mine, too.
I'm going to go Patrick Peterson.
Mm.
Who would win the matchup?
I don't know, man. That's,
damn, that's a tough one. So, let's see. I'd put Darrell Revis on Antonio Brown, and I would put Patrick Peterson on Demaryius Thomas.
Yeah, see, if I did that, I could see Peterson doing an all right job. The other one, though, I don't.
The other one would be a hell of a fucking battle.
Yeah. I mean, I could see
Antonio Brown getting them, though.
Yeah.
I could see Antonio Brown getting them on a few.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take the defense. I'm going to go with Darrell Revis.
Okay.
Because Darrell Revis just be shutting cats down.
Yeah, for me, I would pick Darrell Revis, and I might pick Patrick Peterson.
He's a beast, dude.
Yeah. For wide receivers, I'd probably go
Calvin Johnson.
When it's a battle, I see. So I'm probably pick Dez because Dez's physical enough.
That's right. I forgot about Dez.
And
well, that's
okay. You know what? I'll probably pick. It's a matchup, and I know I'm going up against the best. Calvin Johnson is there, but I might pick pick Julio Jones, though.
Mm. That's tough.
That's a tough between them two. Mm-hmm. I'm picking Dez Bryant, Julio Jones between them two. I would go with the wide receivers on that one.
I think Dez will get Darrell Revis.
I would pick
one-on-one.
Yeah,
he might just.
I don't know if I want. I don't
bully
know.
Him.
Yeah, because it might be get real physical. I don't know how that may, you know, the way this league is, that may not be a benefit.
Yeah.
For Darrell Revis, he might get some. You know, Dez will just, if he peep up how physical he get, and you just kind of do some tricks, get some pass interference here and there.
That's tough.
Yeah, now it's a good question, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
P.S. Somebody took Kelvin Benjamin in our draft. God bless his soul.
Oh, man. This was afterwards, too?
I don't know, but I've...
It has to be. But, yeah, for that dude's sake, I hope he did. I hope he... This was prior to the news coming out, because Jesus.
Yeah, this was 3 days ago when he said, so I don't know.
Oh, damn.
And that's one of the things you just be like,
I ain't saying nothing. Clearly, he don't know.
Kelvin Benjamin going to be nice this year, dude. That's what you do with somebody in your league, takes Kelvin Benjamin. You be like, oh, shit, Kelvin Benjamin, I see you,
bro.
You know.
Good pick.
And that's that.
And then you just see everybody looking else like, looking yeah. like
it. Wait a minute. Kelvin Benjamin hurt. Is he?
Is he? You might want to look that up.
Right.
Oh, towards AC. Oh, damn. Wasted pick. Sorry, bro.
You're like, I thought you knew, man. Keep up on it.
Yeah, I'm not going to give my secrets.
All right. Shout out to Baylor on that, man, and for the email. And, hey, look, there's a lot of Raider fans out here. I'm wanting to see them improve. I do, you know, still want to see the Raiders do something. I want to see them trash all the time.
Absolutely.
So I'm hoping with Derek Carr, Mario Cuballa, they can do something.
Yeah.
We'll see if they get into them playoffs, though.
And shout out to, hey, if y'all in fantasy land want us to critique your drafts, want us to critique your rosters, any tidbits, any questions, let us know. We will get back at you.
Holla. Yep.
We will tell you what to do. All right. NFC West, baby.
Yep, NFC West. Mm. As you know, this has basically been run by the Seahawks the last few years. Seahawks got back to the Super Bowl, beating the Panthers and the Packers to get there. Lost to the Patriots in such a painful way. Mm. Pete Carroll ain't never going to let that down.
Nope.
You better try to win again.
You better hand that ball off to beast mode.
Yes.
Don't give a shit what anybody thinks about him winning MVP.
It don't matter.
Exactly.
Like, shit, I'm trying to
win the game, man. Yeah. Come on. Jesus.
You know, we spoke on that before. It's like, you got enough time. You got enough downs. Just try it. Well, the stats said don't matter.
Exactly.
Talking about beast mode.
That's when analytics don't matter.
Nope.
Exactly. Get that shit out of here.
So, yeah, they went through that Cardinals at 11-5. Got into the playoffs.
Shout out to Bruce Arians, boy. Got in with Ryan Lindley.
Yeah, that hurt. Ended up losing to the Panthers in that first round. Just quarterback issues that just really killed them. But their defense was crazy. Mm-hmm. 49ers, this was part of their descent. They just fell the hell off, 8-8.
Sorry, KJ.
Yeah. And the Rams, slowly but surely, chugging along, got 6-10, kind of quiet 6-10. And, you know, looking to keep improving.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're going to start off with the Seattle Seahawks.
All right, now.
What's going on? Who my man up at?
Enrique Black?
Yep.
What up,
Mr.
Bro?
Black, your squad, Rashani, your Seahawks fans. How you feeling? Y'all ready to try to get back a third time?
It ain't happening. Or it might. Y'all might end up playing us.
There you go.
Let's
rematch.
Let's go, and I want it.
He calling it.
I want it.
You know, Russell Wilson got what he wanted. His money.
60-plus million guaranteed. Like, Jesus Christ.
He said, and he got him a new toy, Jimmy Graham.
It's going to be interesting to see how they use him, though. I know Chris and I talked about a lot of the players calling him, you know, soft and pussy and all this other stuff. And
he don't block.
Now he's on their team, so I've heard a lot, you know, is he tough enough to really roll with them? We'll see. I mean, they're going to need him because their wide receiver core is still average at best. Doug Baldwin, yeah, he's okay. Jermaine Kearse, yeah. Chris Matthews, yeah.
Just didn't, you know, you got a great target.
I like Tyler Lockett.
Mm-hmm.
That fool is a return machine. Good Lord. But I think he can develop into a nice slot receiver or a nice receiver for them. Their offensive line is, it's a question mark.
Mm-hmm.
Because they traded Max Unger to get Jimmy Graham. So
yeah, that was, I'm scared of messing with centers, man.
That was a little questionable. Yeah.
When you have a Pro Bowl center,
That's tough.
I don't like trading them.
Yeah, that's tough to get rid of. I mean, besides Russell or Kong, the other positions are really questionable.
Yeah.
But you still got Beast Mode in the backfield. Mm-hmm. So that's always.
Yeah.
It don't matter who you got up front.
Yeah, he's still going to do his thing. Just lose a little of that push he can give you. But you know, this team is all about
that defense.
Yep. That Legion of Boom.
Legion of Boom. But at Legion of Boom. Is missing a little dynamite right now. Number one, they lost their defensive coordinator, Dan Quinn.
Yeah,
which is big.
Mm-hmm.
That's big.
Went to Atlanta.
You're missing Cam Chancellor.
Yeah, because he's choosing to sit out.
That's big.
He wants some money.
That's huge. You know, Earl Thomas is coming off an injury. Rich Sherman was coming off injury later on the season. Chose not to get surgery for his elbow.
Bobby Wagner was hurt, wasn't he?
Bobby Wagner was a little banged up. They resigned him, locked him up for the long haul. Again, why Cam Chancellor won his money. but they still, for majority Their defense is still intact.
Mm-hmm.
They did lose Byron Maxwell, who went to Philly.
Yes.
So that was a big loss as well. But again, you still got Richard Sherman, you still got elite players on this defense. It's still the Legion of Boom.
Yeah, they got the experience, they got the know-how. There shouldn't be any issue at all.
Yeah, absolutely. They should be able to take care of business.
Yep. All right, for going into the schedule, it looks like they played
in North Divisions. So let's see how it goes. St. Louis at St. Louis at Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Tough.
Chicago, you got versus Detroit at Cincinnati.
Carolina at San Francisco at Dallas.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, a little thing, but you know, that's
doable.
Yeah. They can handle that. Yeah. Come off the bye. You got that Arizona versus Frisco. Yeah, that versus Pittsburgh, at Minnesota, at Baltimore. You know, St. Louis and Arizona. Winnable schedule.
Yeah. I expect them to still win 11-12 games.
Mm-hmm.
And still, you know, lead this division.
Yeah, I would agree. I think they should be cracking 11 wins.
Absolutely.
Minimum this season. You know, could push it up depending on some things. But the schedule, you know, they always seem like they always playing Green Bay.
Yep. Always playing Green Bay, especially now.
So, yeah, that's their real biggest game. Every other game, I would pretty much pick. That Pittsburgh game would be interesting.
Yeah.
And Baltimore. Toward the end. So, yeah, but I like their chances. All right, moving on down to the Arizona Cardinals. You know, who, despite the quarterback issues, came out with 11-5. Just really got hurt at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Still haven't really solved a lot of their issues. I mean, you got who's the quarterback?
Carson Palmer.
Yeah, you got Carson Palmer coming back.
They got to make sure they keep him healthy.
Oh, that's their number one.
Yeah, that's the number one thing. And then running back-wise, don't know yet with Andre Ellington. He hasn't really shown that he can be that dude.
Not at all.
They signed Chris Johnson. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
If he's,
you know, he's out there.
He can be a decent, you know, backup change of pace guy for you. Still got Larry Fitzgerald.
Still making moves. John Brown was a nice promise.
Was a nice pickup for them last year in the draft. Yeah, Michael Floyd's got to show up this year.
Yeah, he gets it done, but when they need him, he's not there. Like, you need him in the playoffs to come up big.
They added Jermaine Gresham at tight end, which is a nice addition for them. Guy can block, which Bruce Arians wants your tight end to do in his system. He's probably not going to get a lot of catches, so, you know, it is what it is on that side of the ball. Defensively, though,
this is where they at.
That's just where they make their mark.
You're talking about Patrick Peterson already.
Yep. And you still got Tyrann Mathieu in the backfield. They added Sean Witherspoon.
Corey Peters.
Got Calais Campbell still. They lost Dan Williams, a defensive tackle, which is going to hurt a little bit.
Yes.
And they lost Corey Peters, a defensive tackle, to injuries. Which is going to hurt a little bit. So, their defense took a little bit of a hit, and they lost Antonio Cromartie.
Yes.
So,
to the Jets.
Their defense has taken a little bit of a hit, but, it's going to be tough, too. They also lost. They lost Ty Bowles, too. I'm like, geez. So their defense is going through quite a makeover a little bit. But I think with the way Bruce Arians coaches and the way he has these guys ready, I think they can still have a good season. I think they'll still be number two in this division.
Okay. Schedule-wise, start off playing New Orleans, at Chicago, or Frisco, St. Louis. You know, then week 5-7 at Detroit, at Pittsburgh versus Baltimore.
At Cleveland.
Little butt kicker. Bye week 9, come out that bye at Seattle.
Oof.
Versus Cincinnati.
At Frisco, at St. Louis, and Minnesota, then, at Philly, Green Bay, and Seattle. Ooh, that's a rough stretch for the last few weeks of the season. Jesus.
Yeah.
They got to start off fast.
They do.
They got to start off good.
If they get behind the eight ball, you know, going into that week 5 is not going to be good for them.
Not at all.
So hopefully, you know, we hoping. I want to see Arizona. I like Arizona. I'm a fan of Larry Fitzgerald. I want to see him get some success. do some things. But with this division, you know, and like you said, they need Carson Palmer healthy so he can make it happen. Because their offense is, if they got to rely on a running game, good luck.
Good luck, exactly.
On to the 49ers, who have fallen
apart.
Last year was all about how the coach Harbaugh and organization couldn't get along. Oh, what's up, Isley? Isley's over here.
Isley!
She heard this football talk. Like, y'all talking some football?
Oh, gosh. What? She's crawling now. Oh, Lord. You're moving.
Yep. Okay, y'all talking about some things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're talking about them Niners. What up, Kenton? KJ?
Sorry, guys, but your team is going to suck this season.
A lot of folks who are Niner fans. Oof.
I know they ain't happy.
Not, and they shouldn't be, man. It's been bad. Everybody's either retired or can't seem to just keep themselves under control off the field. Yeah.
Where do we start? I mean,
new coach
Jim Tomsula, who a lot of people just been clowning him, like he's just terrible with the media, and he's
This is one of those, you know. The organization wins championships kind of moves. Like this guy, Jim Harbaugh, you know, I guess rubbed the people the wrong way.
Yeah.
You know, he's good for a few years, but not long term. Got him where you want. So now you got a new voice that management's okay with.
Yeah.
But they lost a lot. I mean, Frank Gore's gone on the offensive end. I mean, relying more on Colin Kaepernick to do something. You know, he's given that money.
Oh, he's looked so bad this preseason. He's looked terrible, man. Like, he really has looked bad. And yesterday, I was like, good Lord. He was like 0-3, 0-5 or something. All he did was run.
So he knows how to do.
Which is what they're going to emphasize, I guess, more this season. I'm like, oh, great. Here we go again.
We need you to run more. Yeah. I mean, he's got to get the receivers involved. You know, still got Bolden, Vernon Davis. Still seems like he's always underutilized.
Absolutely.
They added Torrey Smith.
Who's boom or bust?
Yeah.
Half the time.
Yeah, running back. And Carlos Hyde, who's been waiting in the wings.
We'll see if he can do some things.
Reggie Bush. I mean, what? Okay, give it a try.
We'll see.
Yeah.
He'll be a nice third down back.
That's changing, but it's a lot of pressure on Kaepernick now.
Yeah, because that defense is taking a licking.
Let's see, they lost Cam Chancellor. I'm sorry. Excuse me. They lost,
They lost Justice Smith.
Yep.
Replaced him with Darnell Dockett.
And they lost Alden Smith.
We lost Alden Smith. We lost Patrick Willis.
Yep.
We lost Chris Borland.
Yep.
Who retired
after a year. Which, you know, you can't plan for that.
No.
But, yeah, it's, you know.
And then Ahmad Brooks seems to be like he's in trouble.
Yeah.
Accused of sexual battery or something. Something linked to Ray McDonald, so that just can't be good. Another former 49er, so it's going to be a long season for this team. They got Navarro Bowman back, but I don't know, man.
No, they're just not that dominant team they were.
Mm-mm.
And this division has been real tough. Now, the way they schedule looking.
They're going to be last, I project.
Ooh.
Them being last in this division. I mean, look at the way the season starts.
Start off versus Minnesota and at Pittsburgh, at Arizona versus Green Bay, at the Giants versus Baltimore versus Seattle, at St. Louis versus Atlanta.
Thank you. You might start off 0-8. I mean, dang. And they gave y'all a tough schedule. And then as soon as you come out the bye, you at Seattle.
Yeah.
And then Arizona.
Then you get a couple, you know, breathable Chicago and Cleveland, then versus Cincinnati at Detroit, and then versus St. Louis.
I see them finishing last. Ugh. They may win 3-4 games.
Ooh.
That, because, I mean, you're relying on Colin Kaepernick now, who never has been very good from the pocket.
No.
And now he's expected to run more. This is the cause for disaster.
Yeah, you were compared to, like, the Seattle, but. Now your defense is taking a hit and your running game is gone.
Yeah, it's going to be a bad season for them. It's going to be a long season in the Bay.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, I really don't like that.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, oh, not the Niners.
Yeah, sorry, the Niners. Sorry, KJ and y'all. It's just It's just the way it is sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. And on to these Rams who've been slowly moving up the charts.
I like the Rams. I like what they've been doing. I like their team. Mm-hmm. I like their coach. I just like the Rams in general. I like the addition of Nick Foles. A lot of people were kind of whatever about it. I thought that was a solid addition by them.
I think so, too.
You get a guy who's a big quarterback. He's accurate. That's basically all they really need is a guy who can basically manage the game well.
Yeah, who's proven he can win you some games. Exactly. Make some plays.
And they got that now. So they got a nice quarterback. They added my boy Todd Gurley in the draft.
Mm-hmm. Trey Mason looked good last season. Mm-hmm. No, so long, Zach Stacy.
You still got Kenny Britt, Brian Quick.
Yeah, Tavon Austin's been all right.
Still got Jared Cook. Their O-line is... Yeah, that's their biggest question mark, really, is their offensive line. Offensive line is pretty bad. But they can make it work. If they can give Nick Foles just enough time to throw the ball, they should be fine.
Hit some holes.
He's way better than anything they've had in the past few years.
Yeah, well, you know, we hoping for Sam Bradford, but Sam Bradford keep getting hurt.
Yeah.
We can't base off what you would do because you ain't here to do it.
I know Sam Bradford looked good last night. He was like 10 for 10, three touchdowns.
He looked great.
I'm like, it's one game. It's the preseason. Yeah. Let's just hold off.
If he makes it through 16 games.
Exactly. That's the key. Yeah. But, I mean, again, for the Rams, key for them, defense. Their defensive line is sick. They might have the best. Them and Buffalo had best defensive lines in football. Because, I mean, Jesus.
Yep. Chris Long.
Aaron Donald. They added Nick Fairley. You got Michael Brockers and Robert Quinn. They got depth, too. And look at linebacker Alec Ogletree, Laurinaitis. I like their team. Mm-hmm. Their defense is still physical. I mean, Jeff Fisher as a coach has Super Bowl experience. So
yeah. He's been coaching these guys up.
I think this could be their breakout season. I see them maybe, you know, 8 games.
Mm. You see that schedule. But, no, they're definitely due to make a leap up.
Mm-hmm.
You start off at Seattle. Start off versus Seattle.
Ew, that's tough.
You know, just it's one of them early games you can catch Seattle slipping.
Yeah.
Then at Washington versus Pittsburgh, week 3. At Arizona, Green Bay versus a week 6 bye.
That's an early bye.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Well, they can do all right. Mm-hmm. You know.
They can go like 2-3. Yeah. 3-2.
Cleveland,
maybe.
Frisco. At Minnesota, week 9.
Chicago.
Yeah. At Baltimore, week 11. At Cincinnati versus Detroit, week 14.
Tampa Bay.
And then week 16 at Seattle. That's not bad.
It's not a bad schedule, mm-hmm. So. I think about it's 8
a
wins.
A lot easier than the Niners, Jordan.
Yeah, think so, about 8 wins would be appropriate.
Yeah, looking at this division, I think Seattle's going to maintain.
Mm-hmm.
They can redo 12-4. Definitely can get one of the buys for sure. Cardinals, I'm not sure. I think Cardinals are going to move down a bit. Maybe they get around 9 wins. It's a hard division.
Yes,
their schedule is all right, but they're gonna go down some.
Mm-hmm.
I do see the Rams moving up. I could see, in all honesty, if the Rams hit a nice run, Rams could finish second.
Yes,
it's very possible.
Absolutely,
but I do see them for sure at tacking on a couple more wins, getting 8-8. Definitely, possibly above 500 as well.
Yeah,
the Niners. Yeah, they're going under 500. Where they haven't been in a few years. I think it's just too much of a loss.
Yeah,
and this first year is going to be a culture change, just a shift in direction, and they're going to take some lumps.
Yeah, I would agree. Oh, before we forget, fantasy tidbits. All right, let's make this quick. Denver Broncos. Peyton Manning has been dropping in the drafts. If you can tag him 3rd round, 4th round,
mm-hmm.
Good for you. That'd be a nice solid pickup for you. CJ Anderson is going to be a solid running back number 1. If you want, handcuff him with Ronnie Hillman because that is the guy who will be picking up the slack if anything does happen to CJ Anderson. Demaryius Thomas, still one of the elite receivers. Emmanuel Sanders could be a nice pickup later on in the draft. You're looking for another guy.
He's already shot down his potential.
Mm-hmm. Owen Daniels could be a sleeper pick at a tight end if you're looking for a tight end. We know Peyton likes to use the intermediate side of the ball, so that'll work. Denver's D might be one of the better defenses in the league, so I'd say probably later on in the draft. I mean, if once, you know, the Seattles and the Buffaloes and Pittsburgh, well, not Pittsburgh, but, you know, some of the elite defenses are gone, I think they're that next tier of defense. Kansas City, Jamal Charles, that's easy. Alex Smith, backup quarterback. Wide receiver, Jeremy Maclin might actually be pretty good because he is going to fed targets.
Yeah, I think he seems to be a little more aggressive in getting the ball than Dwayne Bowe was.
Travis Kelce is a good dude to be a tight end number one, I believe. I think he's going to be great. And, again, solid defense on their end. You can't go wrong because they know they're getting sacks. Then we got San Diego.
Yeah.
Phillip Rivers, I would say right below the elites. He'd be one of the guys you could get, sixth, seventh round. Be a nice area to pick him up. Running back wise, Melvin Gordon. If you want to take a flyer late in the draft, you can, because he is going to be a three down guy for the most part. Yeah, they're gonna run him.
He's gonna get an opportunity.
They're gonna run him. Tight end wise, I mean, if you can get Antonio Gates late, I'd say take him because he's only gonna miss four games.
Mm-hmm.
Then boom,
hope.
Well, I would assume because, I mean, Ladarius Green ain't take the job for the past few years. So
Gates been getting his up in age. And
we thought he was old last year.
Yeah.
And he's still balled out.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I would say if you can take him late. Keenan Allen is pretty good receiver. You get him in the fourth round, fifth round. Not bad. Stevie Johnson could be a sleeper. He's replacing Eddie Royal. So we think they're not gonna lean as heavily on the running game, so he could see an increase in targets. I know he was with San Francisco last year, but again, their quarterback can't throw from the pocket, so there you go. Raiders, Derek Carr.
I don't know if I want to start Derek Carr. I'm scared. He's gonna get a lot of chances.
He might be a decent backup. If you just need a guy to start for a day while you're starting to rest, he might not be a bad pickup. Latavius Murray is a guy I've seen been going pretty high. He's going to be a three-down back as well, though. So, you know, third round, fourth round, nice area for him. Michael Crabtree and Amari Cooper is taking all the targets. So, if you can get him, I wouldn't take him hella early.
No.
Because there's some people who just are infatuated with rookies, and they love taking them above proven dudes, which I don't get.
Just because they want to find that next Odell Beckham, Kelvin Benjamin.
Good for them. And then for Amari Cooper, probably sixth, seventh round, if you can get him around there, that's good value for him. And then Sebastian Janikowski is consistent kicker, pretty consistent as they come.
Yep.
And then defense is just nobody's taking them, so we'll just move on. NFC West, Seattle, just get this out the way. Defense is probably going to be one or two taken in the league. So, you know, if you want to get your defense, get it early. I mean, shit, take a flyer on them in the fourth, fifth round. Why not? Running back wise, Russell Wilson has moved up into that quarterback one-ish category. Yeah. He's not really a backup per se anymore. But, again, you know they're going to rely a lot on the running game. So, he gets the
value because of his ability to
run the ball. But,
he ain't
leading
you. Yeah, he ain't getting like 300 yards passing.
Tight end Jimmy Graham. Very curious, only because I don't know. It's a different system, different type of quarterback. They run it a lot, so I'm not sure how that's going to work out. But, again, their receivers are so, he could get a lot of targets. Marshawn Lynch is easy. That's a high pick. First, second round, easy. Moving on to who we got? The Arizona Cardinals. Carson Palmer is a backup at best. Don't touch any of their running backs. I mean, Andre Ellington, if you take a flyer on him later on, fine. But I don't know how many touches he's going to get. He seems so frail.
Yeah.
Larry Fitzgerald, sixth, seventh round.
Yeah. He's starting to get to be like the number two on his team.
Yeah. But again, with Michael Floyd, you can't trust him every now and then. So,
and you figure with Carson Palmer healthy, he's going to get some games.
Yeah. John Brown could be a nice sleeper pick for them. You never know what he's going to do, but I mean, he showed up last year. Mm-hmm. And then their defense is going to take a hit with the losses that we had mentioned earlier. So if you want to take a flyer, you need a D late. Wouldn't be bad, but I would recommend taking a better defense early.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got the Rams. Nick Foles, no. I mean, nah, just don't even waste your time. If you want to take a flyer on Todd Gurley later on, go ahead and do it, because at some point they go on leashes, dude.
Yeah, at some point they don't have a problem going by committee.
They're gonna let him. They're gonna let him run.
Trey Mason's
a nice guy early on though, because he's gonna get the majority of the totes, majority of the carries. Brian Quick could be a nice dude to get later on in the draft. He's never really hit that potential, but he's never had a freaking quarterback, it seems, to get him the freaking ball. So. Mm-hmm. Now he has an accurate quarterback. Same with Jared Cook. I know Jared Cook's been very inconsistent, but again, he has a guy who can get him the ball accurately, so he might also be a nice pick. And Kenny Britt could actually turn out to be a sleeper pick if you just need a receiver later on in the draft. And then defensively, one of the better defenses. So, I mean, I would say, you know, again, once we get past that elite defense, go ahead and take a flyer on them. And then the 49ers, Kaepernick.
Back up.
Yeah, he's a backup. Like, I'm not touching him. He's going to run it, but that ain't enough. Yeah, I mean, he might give you
a lot of negative points, too.
Exactly.
Because it feels like he takes some sacks for losses.
Yeah, makes a lot of picks. He just makes too many mistakes, so... And then Carlos Hyde should be a nice value pick in about the fourth, fifth round if you're just looking for a back, because he's going to get totes.
Yep.
I wouldn't really take any of their receivers before like the 10th round or so. Just because, I mean, you got an inconsistent quarterback, and neither one, I mean, Anquan Boldin seems like he's just 45 years old. Like, he has just been playing for years. I don't know if he's really going to put up the numbers. You don't know what Torrey Smith is going to give you, because he's a deep threat guy from, you know, basically that's his role. He's a deep threat dude.
I don't know. I don't expect him to put up more than he did at Baltimore.
Mm-mm. And then, I mean, what's his name?
Vernon Davis
could be a sleeper if he and Kaepernick can ever get on the same page, which I doubt it.
Yeah, it don't seem like it's going to happen.
Yeah, and then this year, don't touch their defense. Don't do it. Because they are not going to be one of the elite defenses in the league. So, there you go. Fantasy tidbits for every single freaking team for the free 99.
There you go, y'all. So, that is it. This is the AFC, NFC West preview. We've gone through all four divisions. So, make sure you guys just check back and listen back to the last few episodes and catch up.
Yes, sir.
So, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. Get into some NFL and NBA news, you know, and some little college footballs, because it's right around the corner.
All
right. And the awards, as usual.
Yes, sir.
Y'all listen to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Holla!
We're back. Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
So let us know what y'all think. Y'all agree that Seattle and Denver are repeating as division winners.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to hear from the Raider fans, all y'all AFC, NFC West. I know some Niner fans out there, Seattle. You still like it? You like that Russell Wilson photo op? Everybody like him looking like he's trying to record an album. GQ went a little too much and all that.
He's dating Sierra. Uh-oh.
Got that baby daddy drama.
Lord.
So, yeah, man, hit us up. Let us know what y'all think of the preview and our predictions for the division. You can reach out to us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman, or on our hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, let us know your thoughts. I know you Raider fans probably don't want to hear from a Broncos fan like me, but if you want to crap on my team, hey, go ahead. Hit me up and let me know and we can battle back and forth.
There you go. All right, so we get into the news. You know, we always try to start off positive. So let's give a shout out to those who got some cash coming.
Uh-oh. Show me the money.
Show me the money.
Let me start off with some folk who got some serious cash. For the name wide receiver Julio Jones, signed a 5-year, $71.25 million extension with the Atlanta Falcons with $47.5 million guaranteed.
Jesus.
Like, that was more than Demarius and Dez Bryant got.
They set the bar, and then, of course, he's going to jump it, and then A.J. Green is going to sign for 72. Five-year, 72 with 48 guaranteed. I just want to top him, and then it keeps going. It's a roundabout circle that keeps going. Those guys set the standard and set the bar, and hey, I'm happy for Julio Jones. He's a guy who had some foot injuries, you know, early on in his career. But the only question you have with Julio is, can he stay on the field?
Yeah,
that's the only real question you have. But when he's on that field, he's explosive and as good as any wide receiver out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy for the man.
No, he
nothing but love for him. I know Matt Ryan is happy. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, he got his weapon still. Other folk, left tackle Trent Williams signs a 5-year, $66 million extension with the Redskins, $43.25 million guaranteed.
Jeez.
He is the highest paid.
Of course he is.
Offensive lineman in the game now. I think he's a 3-time Pro Bowler.
Yep.
They know that they need him, and without him, their line goes from okay to crap.
Yeah, and he's still young. I think he's only like 26
mm-hmm.
or 27 years old, so he's still a young guy, got the youth on his side. Yep, one of the better left tackles in the game. He's earned that money, and geez, mm-hmm. man. Next year, somebody else will be the highest paid tackle mm-hmm. in the league.
And then some other signings, like you said, the Broncos signed offensive guard Aaron Mathis.
Yes.
Mathis is a 1-year deal. The Ravens give an extension to strong safety Will Hill. Keep him on the loop.
Yeah. Not a bad signing.
Yeah, and the signing that a lot of people did not feel, Steelers added Michael Vick for 1 year.
Because,
you know, Bruce Gradkowski got hurt on injured reserve, needed backup. Well, Michael Vick is, you know, he can fill in. I mean, if you're a Steeler fan, you're like, I hope you never see the field.
Well, I mean, shout out to KJ. He asked us what our thoughts were about, you know, Michael Vick going to Pittsburgh. And I told him, like, I don't expect him to play.
No. At this point, he's a backup to me.
Yeah, he's a backup. I mean, yeah.
If you want to say he's a quality backup.
He's a decent backup, but he's a backup nonetheless. And right. I don't see Ben Roethlisberger getting hurt unless something, you know, catastrophic happens. And at that point, they'll need him. But I doubt he plays the season anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's just been media storm, folks.
Them people do not want him there. Like, no. Damn.
And, of course, because he's there, I'm bringing up quarterback issues, bringing up old shit. You know, we're going to bring up the Ben Roethlisberger. Like, oh, both, we got a back quarterback and a backup are abusive. damn it. But,
and then they going through some more issues.
Mm-hmm. They got their own shit that they dealing with.
Martavius Bryant.
Could miss up 4 games for violating the substance abuse policy. Sounded like he was smoking them tweeds and got tested and could not pass the test. And every test he was trying to pass, he did not.
So, tweeds, man. Like, he just can't stay up.
That nigga failed multiple tests. Like, ooh. You know, he's explosive. Young talent. But, you know, Marcus Wheaton is like, yo, this mine. And you're just helping my case. So, you know, I want you here to help us win. But at the same time, appreciate it.
They must have got some good ganja out there in Pittsburgh, because I'm like Le'Veon Bell, Garrett Blunt, Martavis Bryant. I'm like, what is going on up in there?
Somebody getting some from somewhere.
You better watch that team, Tomlin. You got a dealer coming in there somewhere, hooking your squad up with that good ganja. I'm just saying.
Oh man, yeah, we got something for with Mike Tomlin in a second. But you know, that's the good news. Always nice to see folk getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wish I was getting paid at 100th
exactly
of that money.
I'll take $1,000 a game.
You know, but as always, you know, with football, always got something to deal with. And it just keeps coming around every time. Preseason. Can't stand it.
Yeah.
So, Redskins offensive linebacker Junior Gallette missed the season with a torn Achilles.
Yeah, outside linebacker Junior Gallette is done. Came from New Orleans, had a slew of issues.
Yep, off field. They cut him. They, you know, audited him for I forgot that they signed him to a, you know, 1 year, $750,000 deal.
He was supposed to be that rusher opposite Ryan Kerrigan, but I hate to say karma's a bitch, but.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, I'd want to be that way, but, you know, it sucks. But
yeah, but you just hate that shit.
Yeah, you hate seeing
that shit. Dallas quarterback Orlando Scandrick out the season with a torn ACL and MCL.
Does not help their chances in that division. Woo, I felt bad for the brother. They started him, showed him getting carted off, and he was, you know, tearing up, had the towel over his head. He was like,
you don't ever know with football, man. Your window's short.
Yeah, very much so.
And a little scare with Packers wide receiver Randall Cobb in his shoulder in the preseason game. Luckily, it wasn't serious.
Well, they said he may or may not miss week one. They don't know yet.
He's like, we already lost Jordy Nelson. You know, yes, we still believe Aaron Rodgers can do some
things. Aaron Rodgers can care. I mean, and shout out to, who was it? Rod, the black guy who tips.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's going on Rod.
He mentioned that, and I was just like, Aaron Rodgers said relax last year, and they were start off, 2-3? I mean, he's the type of guy that can carry a squad. He can carry a team. Yeah. So
now, I can still think he can handle it, but like, if he lost both starting wide receivers.
That'd be hard.
Yeah, then I would think their chances of winning it all.
They ain't diminished, but they're not gone, but they've diminished.
They dropped a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people who have money, like, I'm going to take some of that money off.
Yeah.
So
put that on Denver.
Man. That's senior Broncos funny. Released Connor Bath. Like, y'all just don't want kickers.
Well, we got another one. We have one. They were competing. And the one we have is younger and can kick farther and can kick off.
All right.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
Ain't no shame. He signed with Tampa Bay the other day, so he found a job rather quickly.
Yeah, all your people be finding work.
Yes, right.
Getting back to Mike Tomlin, Steelers head coach said that preseason debate is a, quote, waste of time.
What does he mean by preseason debate?
There's this debate that I wanted to ask about, you know, they have 5 preseason games.
Correct.
Because they played in
that Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, there's been these complaints seems to come around every year about too many preseason games, guys getting hurt. And he came out and was like, this is what is on the schedule. We playing it. He didn't really say whether we should keep it or need less. He's just like, look, I'm not making it no damn issue. You need to show up, play. This is what's on our schedule, so we playing it. So I just wanted to know, since he mentioned that, you know, the argument, do we really need preseason games?
Yes. I know a lot. They can be cut down, but we do need them. I know a lot of people are like, for what? You have a team of what, 90?
Yep.
And what? Let's do the math. 37 of those guys have to be cut by the beginning of the season. You need time to see what these guys can do in real action, in real time, when they're actually playing against some real live competition. So to sit here and not have any, you're just like, well, then how do we determine? I mean, because you can't really determine on the practice field, because some guys look good in practice and can't play in the game. One of the biggest arguments, you know, with Tim Tebow, it's like he looks garbage in practice, but he won a shitload of games.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things you can only judge so much by practice. So you need at least a cut. I would say if you want to chop it down to 2 games,
mm-hmm.
that'd be solid. You know, first game, you know, give your starters, you know, maybe a quarter to play, and then, you know, your backups come in and basically play out the rest of it. Second game, your starters play a half, let your backups fill out the rest of the second half and see what they got, and then make your decisions based on that. I think four games is excessive, because you see at the last game, they're not even playing anybody. It's like a waste of time. Yeah, I mean, they are, but in an extent, they are evaluating the other guys that are trying to make the team. Yeah, so it's tough.
Yeah, preseason games to me are not about the starters. I heard an interesting comment with Kurt Warner talking about it, you know, because Aaron Rodgers basically like, I don't need preseason.
Yeah, for the Pro Bowlers, for the veterans, they don't care. For the guys who got drafted in the seventh round or got undrafted, they care because that's their opportunity to showcase.
But I will say, though, he did make a point that a lot of times you need those preseason reps just to kind of like get
the kinks
in rhythm, you know, because you really don't want, if you cut them down, I don't know, two seems like too little
almost.
Yeah, three may have to just be it. Because I'm like, five ain't fair. I'm the Steelers, I'm like, why does
same with Minnesota? Minnesota,
yeah, why does that game have to count as an extra? Like, that five is a lot.
Because every team has to have four.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they were
that's
one of the
technically not a preseason.
It's a Hall of Fame. Yeah. I don't know. It's a tradition for the NFL, but I get it.
Yeah, and of course, as this is an NFL and it's a business, these preseason games do generate some money.
Yeah.
And of course, if you want to get rid of them, you know, guys are going to be like, well, you are cutting out some revenue there. Three would probably be ideal, even though it seems one game is not a big deal.
Yeah.
Because to me, it is all about evaluating talent. You know, you get your starters a little bit of reps, some actual game play. You don't want to just go from practice to all of a sudden, all right, let's play the games.
Yeah.
And then, like, all right, I'm just learning this shit on the fly. You don't want – it's 16 games.
Yeah.
There is no, okay, let's feel it out game. You lose – you go down 0-2, people get scared.
Yep.
And you're like, we were just trying to get prepared. I'm like, well, you two behind.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a big question. I don't know, because they made practice a real thing where they don't play with pads all the time, trying to be safe and whatnot. But the way the sport is, it doesn't matter. A lot of people just have issues. They just want the guy to get hurt. If you're going to get hurt in during the game, and that's meaningful.
Yep.
Don't get hurt in the waist again. That don't mean nothing. Yep. But I'm like, all right.
I lied, Jordy Nelson.
Yeah. And if he hurt himself week one, okay, then what? He's still out.
Yeah.
Last thing before we move on. ESPN's Adam Schefter is reporting the Redskins front office officials and coaches want to move on from Robert Griffin III, but are, quote, meeting resistance from team ownership.
That's old news. I mean, Mike Shanahan didn't want him anymore after a while. I mean, it's not a secret.
Brought it up.
Yeah, it's not a secret that management wants to, you know, the coaches and stuff want to get rid of him, but Dan Snyder's like, he likes RG3. So.
Look, I mean, they traded, what, like three first-rounders or some crap?
Yep.
To move up four spots?
I think it was like two first-rounders, three second-rounders, some ridiculous thing.
So I understand if you're like, hey, I signed this dude to a four-year deal. I invested this much. I'm giving him all 4 years to prove me wrong. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, now he
– But now once he's over with, and if they're three and something, if they ain't even like fighting, I think he's – I think if he went 8-8, like if he played the whole season, which is – that's a major thing.
It sounds like he ain't even playing week one.
Yeah. And that's whole concussion issue. Like,
and he the one talking about he ain't got a concussion. He was just in the locker room. Which I don't know what.
And then it just – because it sounded like he was going to play that preseason game. Then they were like, oh, well, nope, we holding him out.
Yep.
And it sounded like he's not starting week one. You're like, damn, dude, you're already on starting with behind. And he's had issues like that, I think, with was it Mike Shanahan who was holding him out all preseason and then, you know, learning on the game.
After he tore that ACL, he ain't been the same. He ain't been the same.
So, and I hope for Redskins fans, he at least shows – I show something that at least if I can't go here, let me go somewhere else. Because he may just need a change.
Of scenery.
Yeah, that may help out. All right, sticking with football, though, moving on to the college.
Uh-oh.
Next week. Next Saturday, it begins.
Arkansas State.
Yeah, got all Ohio State, you know, trying to repeat. You know, SC back in the mix out here, Oregon, you know, the SEC, of course, all that. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm ready, man. It's just football time, and, you know, seeing the matchups got me kind of hyped.
Yep.
But some news that's kind of been interesting.
All they've been talking about out here.
Yeah. First off, USC God head coach Steve Sarkisian says a mixture of alcohol and medication partially to blame for his profanity and slurred words at the school's Salute to Troy event. You're like, ooh, my bad.
And if I was him, I'd have just said it was just alcohol. Why you got to mix in the pills? What pills? Because now, what pills were you taking? What meds were you taking, sir? Well, painkillers?
Right. He got to throw in the pills to
taking some Oxycontin? Yeah.
You know, I didn't have like five drinks. I only had two and some pills. That's why it got me tough. It wasn't like I was just
drunk. So you drank alcohol knowingly and took pills. That doesn't make any sense. That still don't make no sense.
You know, folks.
Because most medications tell you specifically on the bottom, don't mix with alcohol.
Yeah.
So that's a lame excuse anyway. Secondly, I would want to know, what meds were you on?
Yeah.
What meds was you taking?
Over-the-counter shit.
He needs to be suspended.
I was going
to
ask that.
Easily. He needs to be suspended. I'd say for more than one game, though. He needs to be suspended at least two games. Because you'd suspend a player.
Yeah, if a player had an issue
like that. If a player did that, he might get suspended the whole season.
Yeah.
If he did that in front of the alumni and boosters and all that, he might get suspended for the whole season. So, yes, he should get suspended.
Yeah.
Because he should be held to a higher standard than them damn kids.
Yeah, I mean, the team's, you know, has come out and had his back, which, you know, most teams don't do. But, yeah, I do agree he needs to get suspended at least one game, but it does feel like one game is not enough.
But on the other hand, he was with boosters, with alumni. Who's to say alumni and boosters weren't feeding them drinks?
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, what's going on? We're trying to win. Here's a Jack and Coke. Keep it going. Keep the party going. You know, I don't know. So, well, he fucked up. He messed up, and apparently Pat Hayden had to, like discipline after, like, was just berating him behind the scenes. So, I don't know, man. But
hey, man, it's SC. You can't – their alumni is deep.
Yeah. You saw
with
her.
Deep pockets.
Lisa Leslie came out and was like, oh, yeah, he need to be suspended immediately.
Yeah, they
like, – damn.
Yeah, they
– They don't play that.
Don't play their alumni. They – them boosters like, hey, USC folk give.
Exactly.
You know, the University of Spoiled Children. They pay. They pay. University of Illinois fires head coach Tim Beckman amid allegations of influencing medical decisions and pressuring players to play hurt. He went 12-25 in three seasons, 4-20 in the Big Ten, and will not receive the $3.1 million remaining on his final 2 years of his 5-year contract.
I didn't even hear about this.
Which I found, and I was like, And he said he's fighting it, and I was like, oh, okay. And then I saw he wasn't getting his money. I was like, oh, yes, I'm fighting that. Like, you're not going to pay me what's due on my contract? Yes, I want my $3 million.
Well, you're putting our student athletes, our cash cows, in danger.
A couple players have come out and just been like, yeah, you know, he's kind of some foul stuff. Just kind of like they banged up. He don't care. Just
suck it up and play.
Yeah, I caught this, and I was like, ooh. You know, like, yeah, and then you have players coming out like, yeah, I've had experience with him just kind of like brushing shit off and putting me back in and like, oh, that's
not
good.
Well, that might explain your sorry poor ass record then, playing hurt guys.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, they can't play, so, I mean.
You can't, and they've done their background. This, folks will not come.
Yeah.
Just get out, they're like, oh, he want players to play. And not just, hey, we playing hurt, but I mean, you kind of. Influencing medical decisions, which for football now, that's not cool.
That is not okay. Mm-mm. Yeah, especially with these young guys. Concussions, you've seen dudes die on the field in college. That is definitely not okay. Yeah. No.
So, yeah, that was some shocking news.
I mean, if they have some hard evidence on them, you damn right ain't paying him $3.1 million. You put our kids in jeopardy.
Yeah. You're getting on this lawsuit.
Yeah, I'm not mad at him for fighting it, but if I'm the school, I'm not paying him that money either.
Yeah, if I'm him, I'm fighting it because I want my money. If I'm the school, I'm like, dude, you getting us in trouble.
Yeah, you putting these kids' lives in danger. So, yeah, absolutely, I'm not giving you any of that.
And this came out that was kind of interesting. University of Cincinnati head coach Tommy Tuberville, along with I'm seeing where Virginia Tech been scoring Bud Foster, talking about withholding some cost of attendance money from players for violating team rules, fails to meet academic requirements, including code of conduct. The AD for University of Cincinnati said it's not a fine.
Now explain this to me, because I didn't – what do you mean withholding cost of attendance money? So what does that mean?
I guess they get whatever
– So the kids get some money.
That part I was trying to find. I couldn't find, because I was like, you actually get money? But they had the fines put up, and I print these out. You miss class, $30. You miss study hall, you late, $5. You miss your tutor, $10. Miss breakfast, $10. Reports disruptive in study hall, $50. Dirty dorm, $50.
What?
Unsportsmanlike, flagrant, $100.
Okay.
Then they got for improper equipment, visor shoes, socks, undergarments, pregame. Once you dress the same. First offense, $100. And lose 4 tickets to the next game. Like, come on. By your seventh offense, $1,600. By your eighth offense, do not take to bowl game. Like, what the hell? I caught this on Mike and Mike. I was like, what? And like,
you're fine
in a conference, well, in a sport where guys are fighting for just money to get money. You gonna find a motherfucker for not going to class?
Okay, so it says here, Cincinnati Senior Associate Director of Athletics Maggie McKinley, a voting member of the NCAA regulations and overseer of the school's compliance office, said the language used in players' grant and aids expressly gives the school the ability to reduce or terminate the financial assistance if there are violations of department policy or student code of the conduct policy. McKinley said other schools are closely examining the language in their grant and aids with the advent of players receiving thousands more starting this year. McKinley said Cincinnati players receive $5,504 to $7,018 per year in cost of attendance dollars, with the higher figure being amongst the highest, if not the highest, in the country. So I guess they get some money, but I'm like, $7,000 for the year? Like, that really is nothing.
Right, but basically, I'm an unpaid athlete,
yep,
and I'm a student, and because I choose not to go to class, because I fuck up, lose my cool, and get an unsportsmanlike conduct, I'm out $100.
I need that $100.
Right.
To eat.
The hell? Like, if you want, I'm saying, like, if you got a problem with them, bench them.
Exactly.
Take time away from them. But
to take their actual money from them, yeah, that's not right.
Especially, and I'm like, for my room dirty? You finding me because my room is dirty? What kind of bullshit? I missed breakfast. Because I didn't want to get up and go to breakfast today. I'm out $10.
I could have used that $10 to go get me some breakfast. I could have used that
$10
to go.
Maybe I don't want to kick it with y'all. Maybe I don't want to go to the calf today. Damn.
There you go.
Oh, the teacher reports I was disruptive in class. $15. The fuck? Am I passing my class? Then that's all you care about.
Oh, man.
Your parents don't even do this kind of crap.
Exactly.
This was
That's funny.
Yeah, I felt that. Ali in the building. Dinner is bomb.
Uh-oh.
If you need me to take a little, no.
We'll do.
But I'm saying, dirty locker $50. What?
Dirty locker $50.
Yeah, this just ruins the fun of college. Like, look, if I want to be messy, let me be messy. How about my mess kills my chance of hollering at this girl because she come in my dorm like, man, your room messy as hell, nigga.
Yep.
Nah, I ain't giving you none. Oh, okay, let me deal with that. That's what I'm talking about. But you could, what, but my position coach comes in and sees my room dirty? Up $50, man. Like, $50 for what? Screw that. So That almost. I mean, that's one of them that could have fit into what the fuck. Because I saw that, man, like.
What?
Damn. Yeah, I don't need that. But that was a. That was interesting. I was like, I have to bring that up. That's strange.
Yeah, that's very weird. And considering these kids don't get paid anyway, to take the little bit of money they got, that's just unethical. Yeah. Like that's just not even cool.
No, like what the problem is? All right, let's move on to some NBA. Shout out Spirit. We still got it. Michael Kidd Gilchrist signed him a 4-year, $52 million extension.
Getting that paper. All right, Isley, passing you over. You too fidgety for me.
Daddy been doing this.
Yep.
Yeah, I see you.
Michael Kidd, when I first saw it, I was like, I thought it was a lot at first. Because I was like, Michael Kidd Gilchrist. But, he has turned into one of the better perimeter defenders in the league. Mm-hmm. Offensively, he needs work, man. He's like a young Tony Allen.
Yeah, I can see that.
He needs work with that offensive game. But if he can bring some offense to the team, I mean, even a little bit, just a mid-range jump shot consistent, he'll be worth that money.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good deal for both. I mean, 13, you know, this is the time of newfound money.
Yep.
So, of course, salary cap is shooting up. $13 million is probably about right.
Yeah.
Which, you know, maybe a few years ago, he'd probably get about eight.
Yeah.
Seven. Now you're getting 13. You know, he is one of the better perimeter defenders, like you said. They are a growing playoff team.
Yep.
The guy's been there. Not a bad investment.
No.
I do think offensively he can get better. I've heard the comparisons to want to be like Damari Carroll, you know, which he had an excellent playoff where he, you know, if he can get more of that scoring the ball himself off the dribble, some consistent can give you about 15 points consistently, be a little threat out there, you know. I think he can make some noise, but he's been, you know, solid. I mean, these are the kind of guys you need to win.
Yep.
Even though, you know, he was a third round, number three pick, and you want him to be more than that, you know, hey, you need guys to guard the Durants, the Jameses.
Yep.
You know, who else to guard? Paul George.
Yep.
It can't just be on who score.
Exactly.
Nick Young. Oh, man. Steve Nash to be inducted into the Suns Ring of Honor on October 30th.
Congratulations to him. He deserves it. I mean, he put them back on the mat with his play and with his MVPs. And, I mean, unfortunately, they couldn't get over that hump to get to the chip. But
yeah, it ain't Ori's fault. Don't get mad. But, he cheated with that elbow.
But he had his Hall of Fame, I guess if you want to say, stint. With Phoenix, and I mean, he
carried that team.
Yeah, he did.
You know, made that engine go, made it exciting to watch. Proved that he's a Hall of Fame player.
Absolutely.
You know, what people want to argue about first ballot or his MVPs and all that. Dude's a Hall of Famer, one of the better point guards to play the game. Excellent court vision.
Exactly.
Pick and roll.
Extraordinary.
One of the best. Could keep his dribble alive. I mean, what he was like that, 50, 40, 90, like seven times or something ridiculous.
Some crazy number.
Yeah, Duke just balled, man. I got to give him props for that.
Absolutely.
Lakers, this was strange, considering signing Meta World Peace.
I saw that and I just laughed. Like, is this where we fall into that we are considering signing Meta World Peace?
For what?
For what?
Veteran leadership?
Oh, God. I mean, come on. Are y'all that desperate for bodies at this point? Y'all just need somebody to play? Because I don't know, man. I don't know what the Lakers are doing. I don't know what Jim Buss doing. I don't know what Jeannie Buss doing. I don't know what any of them doing.
Now, that was weird. Like, okay, you consider it.
Sources better have said.
Yeah, I mean, just leave that alone.
Good Lord.
Man, Clippers were fined $250,000 for violating an anti-circumvention rule.
I didn't even know what the hell this was for.
But it seems like it was this third-party endorsement reportedly with Lexus. That was a possible, you know, I guess, agreement for
DeAndre coming back.
If he came back, I guess, for violation. That's what it seemed like. Just reported, but, you know, $250,000 out the pocket. You know, I Steve Ballmer trying to do some things. I saw that with that turning a 60 million for a TV deal and talking about maybe doing some streaming.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, he's
trying
to trying to get ahead of things.
Yeah.
This was some crappy news amongst more that was coming.
This was sad.
Well, one, I'm not gonna get to that one yet. First one, Kyrie Irving may not be ready by opening night. Could possibly be out until January. What the hell?
I don't know what happened when
I glanced at it,
I was like, what? That's always been Kyrie Irving's issue is his health. He can't never seem to stay healthy. If he's out till January, that puts a lot of pressure on LeBron again to have to do a lot. And
well, I mean, this would be the time when Kevin Love would step up and prove that he can be the number two guy, or at least be a number two guy.
Yeah,
you know, because everybody's kind of crapped on him, and you know, for Pierre, rightfully so. But that would be a chance for him to prove. Kyrie Irving is just like, dude, you cannot stay healthy.
Nah. So,
you know, get a season in there. But yeah, let me crazy news. The sad news about Daryl Dawkins, aka Chocolate Thunder, passed away at age 58. Due to a heart attack Thursday.
What?
He's like, Daryl Dawkins?
I was like, oh, man. Chocolate Thunder?
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace, man.
Highlights, man.
Oh,
everybody says
all his dunks?
Yeah, one of the first star guys in the NBA really kind of paved the way for personalities, you know, naming his dunks.
I think he was the first high schooler drafted to the NBA.
Yeah.
Straight out of high school. So, I mean, yeah, he brought that flash and flair to the league, breaking backboards and naming his dunk. I mean, who names they dunks?
Yeah, and it just does it. Like,
oh my gosh! Yeah, I mean, but the biggest thing that I guess I would take away from Chocolate Thunder, he's just an all around good guy.
Yeah.
I never had I didn't have an opportunity to meet the man, but from everything I've heard, he's just a really nice guy, genuinely just a good dude. And was just a nice guy to everybody. So
yeah, his playing days, he was still like seen around, you know, real personable guy. A lot of NBA players liked him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's cool seeing somebody who, you know, was a big star, maybe wasn't balled out.
Yeah.
You know, he put up, you know, decent numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but to actually be a real big personality afterwards and still be a stand-up guy for the NBA, just star for the NBA, you know, post-career.
Yeah.
That's not easy to do.
Yeah. For the youngins out there, YouTube it. Mm-hmm. Pull up some videos of Daryl Dawkins and you see what we're talking about.
I've even seen Dwight Howard tweet about him and just, he was a big influence and great guy and gonna be missed. So yeah,
Magic
that was
Johnson
sad
tweeted,
to hear.
Yeah, it was sad to hear. Definitely very sad. So he will be missed.
Yeah, and this last for NBA, that was some sad
what?
News as well.
Came out of left field.
Yeah. Allegations that Derrick Rose drugged and sexually assaulted a woman back in 2013.
Oh snap!
What the fuck? And as a Bulls fan, you knew I was like, what? I was like, what? You did what? But it's allegations. Shout out to M. Nkunzi, who hit me up and asked me what I thought about it. I just told him, look, I got to wait for all the facts to come out because these are some serious allegations.
Yeah, I didn't see it until he tweeted us. I was like,
yeah,
what?
If this is true, he's a piece of shit and deserves everything he gets. He deserves the jail time, whatever, and the Bulls will release him and should release him immediately.
Mm-hmm.
If he's found guilty of that, if he's innocent, then shame on the chick, man. I mean, from what his lawyer came out and shut that shit down. Yeah. She was like, "This the third lawyer this chick has tried to get to do this," and it's like,
right.
Ooh,
we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
In this climate, people gonna lean one way or the other.
Exactly. I ain't rushing the judgment.
Just hate hearing about these situations, but you just hope. You know, the truth comes to light.
Absolutely. Derrick Rose came out and said he will be proven innocent. So he's confident that he's an innocent guy. I mean, like I told Chris, based on his personality from what we've seen up to this point, That's very out of his character. Yeah. I know the dude came from the South Side of Chicago, and he got some hood in him and all that, whatever. But he's never come off as a dude who would do something like that. But then again, neither did Darren Sharper. So I digress. I don't know.
Now, this is funny. Interesting question proposed by the homie Casino. Casino's Corner sent us a DM. Was like, yo, show topic I think you guys should do if you haven't. Should black athletes stay away from women given the current D-Rose situation?
I saw that, and I actually had to think about that for a second. I was like, no. They don't need to stay away from women. I think you got to be smarter than that.
I was going to say the same thing.
I mean, you just my thing is like you got to go in the situation knowing if you don't know this chick, you don't know anything about her. I would lean on the side of she trying to use me to get money. That would be my interpretation if I was an athlete, this famous athlete. That I would just lean on the side of caution with everybody. Unless you are just somebody down who has known me since I've been like 5 years old. You've seen me rise to the fame. You were down. You were like, down with you. Yeah, like you truly know me. That's a different story. But if I don't know you, I'm always going to err on the side of caution. And I'm always going with the rule, cell phones, leave them at the door. Don't bring them in this house.
Yeah.
Don't buy. Ain't no pictures. Ain't no text. None of that shit. There will be face to face conversation. That is it. I ain't playing none of that crap. There will be drivers. All this other stuff. So I mean, when it comes to the women, if you got money, you know you're getting women. That just comes with the territory.
Yeah. Yeah. It's gonna happen.
It happened. It's going to happen. There's no avoiding it. But these guys got to be smarter when it comes to it. It's like the cat of Florida State who punched old girl. Like, dude.
You got to
know better than that. But fucking tell security. Like, I'm sorry, but you have to think of the bigger picture. If somebody drops the N-bomb at this day and age, they are getting removed from the club. Because the owner does not want to deal with a race issue in his club. Because next thing you know, brothers is coming up, going to say something to her, and then a whole race issue just pops off. So, easiest thing to do, somebody drops the N-bomb to you, go get security. Based on your stature and the fact that they dropped the N-bomb, they'll probably more than likely get tossed out. So, I mean, you just got to be smart about certain situations. You can't react to everything. You can't.
No, I would save to that question.
But for this, for something like this, I mean, you got to, it's the company you keep also.
Yeah, you can't. I don't think you should stay away. I just agree. You got to be smart. Once you get to a certain point, and maybe it's hard because some of these guys have had this kind of access to stuff,
mm-hmm.
probably since high school.
Yeah.
But you just got to just be aware. Look, everybody not your friend.
Yeah.
You know, keep your third eye open.
Yeah.
Wear rubber. You're going to get accused of stuff, but you just be like, I ain't do nothing. I ain't touch you.
Yep.
You know, maybe you do the cell phone thing. Maybe you got security checking these chicks at the door. But, you know, a lot of it is on you.
Yeah.
Like, you the ones who want to sleep with these chicks.
Exactly.
And you got to be like, it said no pictures. I don't need you posting a what
None
we
of
doing.
That. Nope.
Just be careful.
Yep.
And, you know, because you don't want... You can't in some instance be like, well, that means I can't meet no genuine person.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm avoiding people. You can't do that and just like, I'm going to just be single.
But you err on the side of caution with everybody that you don't know. Right. If it's somebody that you've, a chick you've known since y'all was kids, that's a different story.
Right. Well, I'm supposed to be a heterosexual man. I ain't going to hang out with no women.
That's what I'm saying.
Homie's going to be like,
if it's a chick you trust, then, you know.
Why you hanging out with me all the damn time?
Exactly.
You don't want to have no female attention
then? And you know you're kicking it with your boys are gonna be like, dude, get some females over here.
Yeah, like, I ain't trying to be in the hard leg the whole damn time.
Exactly.
But no, that was interesting. Shout out to you, man, for that.
Appreciate it.
You gotta start being concerned because stuff just keeps popping up and happening.
Yeah.
And watch your back. You know, I think I'm just positive. I think for a lot of ball players are cool, not trying to get caught up in it. Some are just, they going to take full advantage. Like the same thing, I think some of these women, they're genuinely like, hey, look, I know I'm trying to meet this person. I'm trying to be around somebody who got some wealth, who's 6'8", 280. I'm attracted to that. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, niggas take advantage and do shit like this, you know, which is fucked up as well. And there's some women who just, you know that this happens and we're like, okay, I'm going to just play them so I don't get played. It's a crappy cycle. I hope it gets fixed, but unfortunately, I'm assuming it's just going to keep on going.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. That is the show. Let's get into these awards before we get up out of here. Start off always with the Noice Award.
Noice.
All right. I have one Noice Award this week. Okay. I just found it. giving it out to the kids from Tokyo, Japan. Nice. Who won the Little League World Series.
Good for them.
Got 22 hits. The reason they probably got it was down 8 in the first inning. Came back to win 18-11. You know, great. Shout out to y'all. You know, I know you had your crying moments. Folk love watching the Little League World Series. They put it all out there, which means the I can't think of the team they beat from Pennsylvania. You know, we got to see them crying because they probably felt like crap. We up 8-0. And we lost in the championship.
Dang.
With millions of people watching it. And I'm 13. Like, it's fucked up. But yeah, but shout out to them, man. Baseball's fun as a kid. It's pressure packed. But hey, come down to 8-0 to get a victory in the championship. Yes, that's a Noice Award for any sport.
For sure.
I
got a couple Noice Awards. The first one is going to the St. Louis Rams, who actually did something real cool. Their 6th-round pick from this year by the name of Bud Sasser was not able to pass his physical due to a rare heart condition.
No way.
That won't allow him to play football anymore. But they did they hired him and gave him a role within the team.
Okay.
I guess they said it's a yet to be determined role. I guess they're going to find out something for him to be able to do with the team. But I just thought that was a nice gesture. Mm-hmm. They didn't have to do that.
No.
But to go out your way and, you know, you know, at least try to do something for the dude, knowing that he couldn't play football anymore, probably for the rest of his life.
Yeah. It sounds like it's one of the things dudes clearly must be a quality guy, you know. Hard worker kind of thing where it seems like he would excel outside of football. So that's cool.
And then they did say the organization gave him his signing bonus of $113,737, even though they knew he was never going to play
for
him.
I take that.
That's what's up. Because, yeah. I mean, you got some teams who are like, nigga, give me my money back.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they just gave it to him, you know, just out of love and respect. So I just thought that was a cool gesture for him.
I would agree.
Lastly, I got a Ronda Rousey. It's like we're getting weekly Noice Awards to her. Her and this Floyd thing is just getting
for what, shots man? You can't fired. Even fight, man. You I can't mean, even fight.
Yeah, and it's and, you know, Floyd said the whole 100. You know, I make 300 mil a night. Give me a call and blah 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 blah. And then Ronda Rousey responded and said, I actually did the math and give it the numbers of my last fight. I'm actually the highest paid UFC fighter, and I'm a woman. I think I actually make 2 to 3 times more than he does per second. So when he learns to read and write, he can text me. I was just like, shots fired. Because there was that whole, and people forget that whole situation where him and 50, where 50 was calling him out because he couldn't really read. And then he did the drop on was it Charlamagne, the God's show, the Breakfast Club?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where he flubbed up that, and it was like, oh, Floyd really can't read nothing. It's just like, oh, shots fired. And then, of course, Floyd responded, big bank, take little bank. Because the only thing he got is money, and that's the only thing he can say.
Yeah.
He can't say nothing else except, I got more money than you. I mean, granted, the man has made, what, over $1 billion in his career?
Oh, yeah.
Easily. So, I mean, I give him all credit for the fact that he knows how to promote. I'm like, no boxer has made as much money as Floyd Mayweather has made probably in these last 2 fights combined. Seriously. So, I mean, the fact that he knows how to make that money, I am not mad at him for that. You know, do your thing, player. But, you know, to sit here and go back and forth with Ronda Rousey and she just – she's hitting you, and all you coming back with is, I got money. I mean, it's getting old, dude. And secondly, like Chris said, you guys can't fight anyway, and you're not going to. So at this point, just knock it off. I'm just tired of it. Yeah, it is what it is.
It gets old.
But shout out to Ronda Rousey for not backing down. I like the girl. She don't take no shit.
Now she don't, man. She's like, you know what, dude?
Oh, man. I thought
that guess it means you need to shut the fuck up. That's what I do. I would fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
It's like, it's what we banging about.
Yeah, that is great.
Oh, snap. All right, y'all. That's always the fun stuff. Now we got to get into these moments.
Uh-oh. What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right, what you got?
All right, I just got one. I stumbled upon this article on Bleacher Report, and it showed a closet filled with Redskin jerseys, and it said, the saddest closet of all time.
It said what?
Incredibly sad closet of jerseys.
Oh.
So here we go.
Oh, that one.
I got a list of them here. So here we go with the quarterbacks who have started. God, this is back. I think this is what, 2001 maybe? All right, so we got Patrick Ramsey, Mark Brunell, Kerry Collins, Jason Campbell, Donovan McNabb, John Beck, Rex Grossman, Kirk Cousins, RG3, and Colt McCoy. Now that was bad. That was bad. But this next picture, whew, Cleveland Browns fans.
Ooh.
I feel so bad for y'all. Okay. First of all, there is a picture of a young girl with a Tim Couch jersey on. The Couch name is crossed out on the back. And next to that, right below, there is a list of every quarterback who has started for them, all the way up to Johnny Frickin' Football.
Damn.
So.
Oh,
I am going to go through the list to see if I can even name all these freaking quarterbacks. I think I counted. It was 21. So since Tim Couch?
Yeah,
Tim Couch. Since Tim Couch out of Kentucky started for this damn team, they have had, I believe this is Ty Detmer, yeah, Spurgeon Winn, Doug Peterson, Kelly Holcomb, Luke McCowan, Jeff Garcia. I'm just looking at last names, so forgive me if I mess up their first. Look like we got Trent Dilfer, Charlie Fry. Ken Dorsey.
Whoa.
Bruce Gradkowski.
I remember that.
Who led him to the playoffs? Derek Anderson. Brady Quinn.
Yes.
Jake DeLone. Seneca Wallace.
DeLone.
Colt McCoy.
Yeah.
Thad Lewis.
Damn.
Brandon Whedon. Jason Campbell.
Yeah.
Brian Hoyer. And lastly, Johnny freaking Football. So, Mr. Johnny Football, you are number 21 on that list since they drafted Tim Couch. I mean, that is the saddest list of quarterbacks I have ever freaking seen. I'm like.
And that's not counting.
God!
That ain't counting the new starter.
No, that doesn't even count a Josh McCown when his brother Luke played for him. I'm like, Jesus Christ. So, the Browns, man, while we say the most dysfunctional franchise in the NFL, it is for a reason.
Yeah, that's bad.
Jesus Christ. So, hopefully Johnny Football can give y'all something, but the way it's looking, y'all going to be looking for quarterback number 22.
Yep.
Oh, God.
That's what you got.
Oh, excuse me, 23, because Josh McCown is 22. Oh! That's all I got.
That's terrible. All right, I got two for y'all. The first one. It was Matt Barnes that told TMZ that he was dating Rihanna.
Oh.
They had been on a couple dates.
Oh.
And she responds back like, no, I don't think so. She responds back on Instagram. All of her words are in hashtag. Hashtag bitchware. Devil is a liar. She's not that into you. She's not into you at all. She's never even met you. This actually hurt my feelings. Defamation of character. Like, what?
So,
So he claimed that they was dating, and you're going to tell TMZ, who was going to clearly
ask Rihanna.
You know,
they were going to track her down somehow.
TMZ somehow gets all the information.
I don't know.
So, God, you know, damn well, they got some for real paid sources.
Yep. Sources said.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, Matt Barnes, come on, bro.
Look, folk want to get at Rihanna. I get that. But don't be like, yeah, me and Rihanna was dating a couple times. Like, it ain't going to get back to her. And somebody but girl, you was dating Matt Barnes? Who?
Matt Barnes. You know, the basketball player.
You know who was dating Gloria? Oh, right? Like, I don't know that nigga.
Who he played for?
And in the land of Instagram, he said what? Oh, I'm just going to reply to this like 5 minutes later. And put him on blast. So that part was cold. Like, damn.
That's funny.
Sorry, Matt Barnes.
I guess that means you need to shut the fuck up. That's what I do. I would fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
And my other what the fuck moment is going to Chris Carter, who tells these rookies at the symposium that, you know what? With all this going on, you might want to have a fall guy on your squad. You know, all the crap you get in, somebody just needs to take the fall for you. That's not what he specifically said, but he said
you need to have a fall guy.
He's come out and apologized. Said, I shouldn't have said that. But still, we're like, dude, I mean, on one hand, I get it. I'm not.
When keeping it real goes wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's keeping it real.
He is.
That's 100. Because let me tell you something. I got all this money. I'm taking care of y'all. Some ish goes down. I can't get in trouble. One of y'all going to have to take the fall for your boy. Because especially if I'm the one who's taking care of y'all and I'm basically the cash cow, quote unquote, y'all can't afford to let me get in trouble.
Right.
So in a sense, yeah, you need somebody who's going to take the fall in the case something happens. But really more so, what I got out of what he was saying was, it's all in the company you keep.
Yeah.
Because real speak, you shouldn't need a fall guy.
No.
Because you shouldn't be getting in trouble like that anyway.
No, but guys who doing all this kind of dirt.
But you know there's dudes out here who kicking it with the wrong dudes, who going to do something stupid. So,
right.
Yeah, you need one.
Kind of like, if you're going to be stupid, then
get one.
Right, get a fall guy. If you're going to be that dumb.
Yeah. If you're if you're smart about it, though, you don't need a fall guy.
And you said you mentioned before when we talked about this when it first happened that it's always like Chris Carter is at point, like, look, he's the guy who struggled and made it.
Is he the only one then? Because like I told Chris, there's two athletes I know of who have fallen off from drugs and bounced back to actually be successful to an extent. Chris Carter was one. The other was Josh Hamilton. He fell off when he was the number one pick from the Devil Rays, off of that cocaine, and fell off. And then I think he was with Cincinnati in the Rule 5 draft. I think he got traded to the Rangers. You know, blew up blew up that year. Signed with the Angels. Relapsed. Mm-hmm. You know, so you know he's with Texas again. But again, very few have. I rarely have seen a guy fall off of drugs and bounce back. That is why I doubt Josh Gordon is coming back.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't happen like that. Everybody uses Chris Carter as the reference. I'm like, he's one in a bajillion.
Right.
He's like the only case.
Right. It's a guy who struggled, but it was already talented to begin with and struggled and then came back, man, himself a Hall
of Fame
player.
Back in the day where there was no Instagram, ain't no social media. You know, where your business ain't always just out like that.
At Ohio State, he ain't coming back from that now.
No.
And it does feel like, won't you get other dudes who failed? Really? Hit up Justin Blackman.
Hit up Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah. Like, Ryan Leaf, we need you. You need to have people who like, yeah, you know what? I came in there being hot mess. I was hot shit. I got involved in some chicks. I got involved in some drugs. I thought I was... you know, uncuttable.
Honestly.
And 4 years later, I'm out the NFL.
That's real. You need dudes who got basically booted out the league or who just couldn't cut it.
Or who just fucked Justin money up.
Justin Blackman's a good example. I'm like...
yeah, cause there's a lot of them that people can dig out and name that was
Warren
like,
Sapp.
Yeah. Yeah, he need to be like, I need to have y'all look.
I'm like, Darren Sharp, let Darren Sharper be the image, be the message to y'all.
Yeah. Let me talk to y'all about not what not to do with women.
Exactly. Seriously.
Some of that. So, yeah, those are mine. And also thought of a Northwood I should have given out as well. Hey, man, shout out to the folk who did the show Ballers. I actually got and watched the whole season. First season just ended. That was a good show, man, with The Rock in it, man. And I told you your boy from the hospital. The one on Adult Swim. Oh, the Children's Hospital.
Yeah, oh, boy.
Yeah. It was funny. Nice light. You know, Rock, you know, showing some range. Mm-hmm. You know, you get a little life of the football players, life, you know, money, chicks, trying to be, you know, life after football and whatnot. It was a good show. Yeah. So I have to give the writers and all them, they're going to produce this credit for that. You know, as a sports show, I think it's a good sports series.
Absolutely.
I'm pretty sure HBO will be bringing it back for a second season. So it's been, that was bomb, man. Shout out to y'all for that.
Definitely. Definitely want to give y'all some love.
All right, y'all. We about to get out of here. Yep. Thank y'all again for tuning in to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. Please reach out to us. Let us know what you guys think of the show. Follow us on, so subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud. We'd love it if you left us some reviews and ratings on iTunes and Stitcher. The five-star kind we really like. But just let us know what you think of the show.
Absolutely.
You can also reach out to us via our website, blackisonline.com. If you don't want to get at to us, if you want to get at us directly, you can reach us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at Brothers Lehman. You can leave us a voicemail, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, definitely want to give a shout out to y'all. Definitely want to give a shout out to everybody who's been retweeting the show, showing us some love on the Twitter feed. I want to give a shout out to KJ from Welcome to the Village. Shout out to Baylor the Great, happening brother. Give a shout out to D Wilson at Spitz Gang.
Yeah,
what's going on, gotta brother?
Get him on soon.
Absolutely. Who that Roe? What's happening, Miss Lady Roe?
Yeah,
what's going on? Who else we got? M and Coonsy. As par for the course.
All right. Appreciate it, man.
Shout out to Hoopla. What's going on, Spirit Storm?
Hang in there, man. You got 2 months to go.
And then we got Ariel at single Moms Smile.
Yeah,
one.
Ariel, yeah. Part of the WPOV podcast with Lady Ro. What's going on?
That's what's happening. And a shout out to Barmooza. Retweeted. I don't know who that is.
Hey, man,
looks
we
like
just appreciate it.
We appreciate the love.
Yeah.
Loving it. And then I want to give a shout out to the brothers from Down Under. From the Believe the Hype show.
Oh, yeah, that show was always
That show was always
doing
good.
Doing a good job for NBA news and whatnot.
Shout out to Hip Hop Digest. Shout out to, Jeff is Moody. Shout out to Straight Outta Low Cash. Just listen to that most recent episode.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one, man. Mm-hmm. Y'all doing fun things over there.
So, shout out to everybody. I mean, there's so many of y'all to name. I apologize if I left anybody out, but definitely want to give y'all some love for the first-time listeners. Definitely want to thank y'all for checking us out and saying we're about up in here in the happy hour. For the longtime listeners, definitely want to give y'all some love and thank y'all for hanging out with us for the long haul. If you are enjoyed the show, go ahead and tell all your loved ones. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Shout out to my niece. I'm looking at her right now. Tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. Who do we got today? Well, again, I see my nephew's stuff just lying around. Go ahead and tell Chewbacca. Go ahead and tell Han Solo, of course. Go ahead and tell Princess Leia. Tell Luke Skywalker. Tell Darth Vader. Tell Obi-Wan. Tell Boba Fett. Tell Jabba the Hutt. Tell
Mace Windu.
There you go. Tell who's my boy?
Lando Calrissian.
There it is. Tell Lando Calrissian about the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla.
I took two nickels, made a dime out of it. I took two waves and made a rhyme out of it. It's hard to explain it, but I did it while I'm painting, steady ripping while I'm dipping, put the shine on. Yeah, I check my rear view. I tip it down a little just to get a clear view. I got the pigs on me, I got the dibs on me. So I slide, swerve, and try to dip on it. Make a smooth getaway so clean. When the smoke gray, my engine super supreme. When the lights hit the bitch, this shit turn green. But in the daytime, that motherfucker whipped cream.
My coupe, baby blue. I snoop what it do. I quit where it's at. Corrupt, start to laugh. So we can bounce, rock, roller skate. And dipping down the shore on the levitator. My eyes like a strobe light, won't stop blinking. Brain like a stop sign, can't stop thinking.
sense of control. Fall back at the mouth, now you know it's home. Lex passed my cell phone, so I can hit Big Snoop and quit. Stroll to the valley, cause it's time to dip. And the DJ didn't already play our shit.
A little bit from quick is worth all you've got. Life is like a pussy, you should have you a shot. My foot is in the pool behind my big ass crib. Captain Morgan Spice rum, no coke, Mr. Pimp with an eighth of Menage on the deck of my spot. Bad bitches just lounging, only bottoms, no bra. Ponytail on my neck, who do I think I am? Reggae music is blasting, eighth is down to a gram. Now let's go to your hood, MTV playing jams. Niggas wearing your couch down, wishing they were I am. You're the color of money, and your weed looks like autumn. And the pockets on your jeans look like they did when you bought them. I feel you, nigga, I hate me too. I wish you could make these bossy player moves that I do. I'm exotic, I'm eccentric, I'm erotic, relentless. And if Snoop Dogg is the king, then you know who the prince is. Now prime me the quickness, Terrace Martin, Corrupt, Don Gotti. Now this is senseless. Who in the world would have thought that we would break this? Know what I think? I think your counterfeit record printer is all out of ink. You missed the glory days, not when telling stories pays. Put you in the days, chickens open up their legs and give me all their eggs. Laying them and laying me and fucking for their sanctity and hoping I didn't pull out when I came.
My coupe, baby blue, I Snoop, what it do? I quick wear a sack, corrupt start the light so we can bounce and rock. Roll a stack and dipping down the shore on platinum dating.
You call that swag? I call that yak. Smash off in a couple scuffles, chickens and duffel bags. Mathematician calculating ounces and grams. Miami to Amityville, Skittles from Candyland. High off all types, the bikes to the hair hunter, stunner, the minus Candyman. What up? The iron in a hand. Crush them like soda cans, aroma of green and tan. Master Kush, Iron Man. A bird in a hand and some germ in the bush. Fricassee in these mausoleum bunny rabbit rappers. It's a habit, it's a habit.
My coupe, baby blue. I Snoop, what it do? I quick wear a sack. Corrupt, start the light so we can bounce and rock. Roller skate and dipping down the shore on platinum Dayton's.